goodness and grace this week for helping us. The more further I go in this thing, the further I see that I can't do anything without him. If you'll be realistic with yourself, you can't either. Can't do nothing without him this morning. I understand that, brother, if there's anything going to be done today, tomorrow, if it's going to be done in my life, it's going to be because of Christ. And I thank him for that light, for helping us. Looking back over in 2 Corinthians this week. Still working on that thought God gave me in my heart last week. First Corinthians 4, started last week in verse 3, he said, but if our gospel be hid, is him that hid to them that are lost. Surely we know that that's an act of God just as much as anything else. He said, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. He says, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. He said, we preach not ourselves. Mm-hmm. It ain't my opinion. It ain't my thoughts on something this morning. But it's the Word of God. These men, I was thinking these apostles here that was preaching and going forth, he commanded them to go out into Jerusalem and then to the rest of the world. He commanded them to go out. He commanded them to preach. And what did he command them to preach? What they knew, what they had heard, what he had said. These men walked with Jesus Christ. And they had heard the teaching straight from the Lord God's mouth. And that's what they were going out teaching. That's what they were going out preaching. Paul didn't walk with the Lord, but he seen him. And the light of God came into him and revealed a lot of truth to him. Thank God for that. And he took that truth that God gave him and he revealed it to others. Preached it to others. These men were eyewitnesses. So that's what they were doing. It says, we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus, the Lord. And this morning, brethren, my opinion on the scripture doesn't matter. And yours doesn't either. It's what God says about it. There's been a lot of times I've had a wrong thought in my mind because that's the way I've always been taught. I think when I first grew up in this church, it was used to be Southern Baptist. And then we went to independent. There's a whole lot of different thoughts come with both of that. And I thank God now that God's just led us where it's just Him. Just trying to follow Him. It ain't a group of people. It ain't an association. It ain't just something that men say and we just take that doctrine along with it. But trying to follow God. He said, for we preach not ourselves but Christ Jesus the Lord. And then He said, and ourselves your servant for Christ's sake. He said, ourselves, your servant. A servant there is one that does the will of another. He submits himself to the other one, does the work for him. Here Paul says that ourselves, your servants for Jesus' sake. And I got to thinking about that thing this morning, brethren, we are all servants of God in this place this morning. You've been born again. You're a servant of God. Where did God plant you? Where did He want you to do the work? What field did He put you in, brother? It's right here for now. For right now, it's this place. And we're all to do a work, Brother Joel.
Yes.
I mean, you were called to this place to do a work.
Yes.
For the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
I believe just as much as He was called, I'm to be on that pew. This is my place. This is where God called us to be. You can say the same thing this morning.
Yes.
And we're servants this morning working together for Christ for this little assembly right here.
Right.
To work together to do what God wants done. I said it this morning, Brother Joel. Me and Brother Joel was talking this morning. And it ain't that God needs us. And it ain't that God's looking for a willing vessel. I've said that so many times, and God showed me this week that that's not true. He don't need a willing vessel. He'll use who He wants to, when He wants to. It doesn't matter if they want to or not. I told Brother Joel this morning that Satan, he's not a willing vessel. He has no power over that. The one that has the power is the one that's over all of it, that's in control over it all, the sovereign God. He's the one that has control over it. And he said in verse 6 is where I wanted to start this morning. He said, for God. That's the same God that spoke everything into existence. The same God that stepped out on nothing and created everything. The same God that came to this earth and lived a sinless life and died a perfect sacrifice, rose again of his own power, something nobody else could do. That same God that ascended into heaven, put the blood on the mercy seat, obtained eternal redemption for me and for you, that God, for him. That's the reason they're preaching this morning. That's the reason they're teaching this morning. That's the way, the reason they're a servant to this church this morning. Paul wasn't here all the time. He preached here. He went to the Romans. He went to the Thessalonians. He preached in different places, went about doing the work of God. But he was a servant to this church whenever God called him to be. But why did he do that? For God. He said, for God who commanded.
Yes.
Commanded. Yes. Brother Keith, that means he spoke and it was done.
Yes, sir.
It had no choice in it. It had no option. It was done. Why? Because the one with all the authority, the one with all the power, the one with that could make everything and anything,
yes,
spoke it into existence.
Yes, sir.
He said, for God commanded.
Command.
Commanded. That word commanded means to speak. It means to order, to control. Mm-hmm. And brethren, he's over in control over it all. He's supreme in authority this morning.
Yes.
He said, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Brother Keith, I read that. He didn't say he commanded the light to shine into darkness. He commanded it to shine out of darkness.
That's right.
He didn't create light and then shine it into the darkness. He took the light and made it out of the darkness. You read the Bible in Genesis 1. He said, God created the heaven and the earth. It was without form and void. There was darkness over the face of the deep. And God commanded there be light, and there was light.
Yes.
There was nothing but darkness, and God created light.
Right.
By his word, by spoken word, God created light. And he commanded that light to shine out of that darkness. And brother, he does the same thing in the hearts of sinners this morning. That's exactly what he does in the hearts of sinners.
Yes, sir.
They're dark, they can't see. There's no way their eye can be opened, and God commands that light down in their soul. He commands it. Brother, he don't give us an option. I know that a lot of people don't like it, but he does not give us an option. The light's going to shine when he commands it. Why? Because he's the one in authority this morning. He's the one that has all power. And brother, I said it this morning to you. There's things like, you know, we say that God wants a will and vessel to use, and he'll let us do. He'll do what we let him do. Brother, that's a lie. God can do whatever he wants to do. Whatever he wants to do, whenever he wants to do it, however he wants to do it, through whoever he wants to do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Said, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness,
yes,
has shined in our hearts.
Right.
How did you get born again this morning? It wasn't nothing you did. It wasn't anything you said, no prayer you prayed. It wasn't an act that you did. It wasn't even the act of you submitting to him and coming to him. He did every bit of it.
Yes, sir. Everything.
You wouldn't do any of that if God didn't do it.
That's right.
You never come without God calling you. You can't.
No.
You can't come to God.
No.
God has to come to you.
That's right.
You don't have the power to change your life. God has to put that power in you. You don't have the faith to believe him. He has to give you that.
Right.
Brother, God does every bit of it. He said, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness,
mm-hmm,
has shined in our hearts.
Yeah.
He said in Genesis 1:3, he said, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And one blessed day, he said the same thing to you if you've been born again. And he said the same thing to me the day I got born again. He commanded the light That understanding that I never could I couldn't ever get. I prayed a bunch of prayers. Brother, if it was something that I could have done, I'd have done it.
Yeah.
I wanted to be saved. Why? Because God had already put that pulling and drawing in me. But I couldn't get there until I had full understanding. God give you a little bit here and a little bit there, and He let you know that you was wrong.
Yeah.
Most of us didn't get saved the first time God pulled on our heart.
No.
But God started showing you some things. He put the light in there.
Yeah.
And He continues to work. And He gives you more light. And there's been a many of people that said down through the years that if you work on the light that God gives you, He'll give you more light. But brother, I'll say this. God's going to shine the light where He wants it. He commands it. He commands it. And there's nothing that we can do. Not a thing. I think a sinner, if God's working on them, they ought to come to God. They ought to pray. They ought to beg for forgiveness, ask for forgiveness. But brother, whenever the work's done, whenever everything's said and done, and when God does everything He wants to do, they're coming.
That's right.
They're coming to Him.
Yeah.
I think it's wise to try to want that, to put your heart towards that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's a wise thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You surely shouldn't pull away from it. But most of us do, in reality. Most of us do. We see, the light shines. You shine the light in a dark room. The cockroaches are going to flee.
Yeah.
They don't like the light. And we're the same way, brother. When you're lost and dying in sin, you don't like the light because it shows you. The light of God, sometimes still in my heart, shines down in me and I don't like what I see.
Right.
You said it this morning. We've been in this thing a good little while and you think you're passing things. And God will shine the light down in there. And He'll let you see that you really ain't as good as you think you are.
Right.
The only righteousness in us still today, even after 20, 30, 40 years is saved, the only righteousness in you this morning is Him.
Yes, sir.
It's not you. It's not me. It's nothing that we can do.
No.
God don't save us and we become a good person.
No.
God saves us and the only good in us is what He put in us.
That's it.
Still today.
That's it.
He said He commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Any light that you receive, any light that I receive this morning, it's commanded by God. Brother Keith, you think about that. You read the Word of God. You read the Word of God. And if you get something this morning, it's because He commanded it.
Yes, sir.
He said, I want Keith Redmond to understand a little bit more about this right now.
Yes.
And He gives it to you.
Yes.
And if He don't give it to you, you'll never get it.
Yes.
You'll never get it. Said He shined in our hearts. I thought about that this morning. That's a personal thing. It shined in our hearts. I know He's talking about the collectively as a group. He's talking about the saved, those that's been chosen, the redeemed. But brother, that's got to happen in each and every one of our lives. If the light ain't ever shone in your life this morning, He's not talking about you. Lion ain't ever showed down in my heart this morning. He wasn't talking about me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts. And then why did He do that? To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Why did that light shine in this morning? Give you understanding. Let you see things that you couldn't see. A sinner in sin is blind, cannot see. He's dead to God. Ephesians 2, he said he's quickened, made alive. That's light, brother. That's the only way that happens, is God commands it. That's the only way that happens. God commands that man to be made alive. He rolls back those scales so he can see. And then and only then can the man see himself lost as a sinner. He said light. He said to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That word light means illumination. It's understanding. He said the light of the knowledge, Brother Keith, that's not just something you can see. He said, the light of the knowledge. He said, you're going to have to get some understanding. I've spent a lot of time in class down through the years. Went through high school. Learned all my stuff for the fire department. Went and took my EMT certification. I still take training today for my job. There's a lot of things that you've got to sit through. You hear a lot of things. You absorb a lot of information. But there's a big difference in mentally knowing something and knowing it because you've actually done it. You've experienced it. That's what he's talking about here.
Yes, sir.
The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Brother, that gets way past the head knowledge.
Yes, sir.
I was talking to a fellow this morning, the guy I work with. He's got some issues going on this morning. I told him I could not be there this morning, but if he need me, I could come. You know, if he had to have some help. He's seen me do it. I've told him all the steps, but he's never done it. He's never got that experience. He really don't know how to do it. He's going to have to learn by doing this morning.
That's right.
That's the only way he'll learn. I can tell him all I want. He can take down all the notes he wants. He can watch me. He could video me. But he's not going to know it till he does it, till he experiences it. And brother, that's why that light shines in this morning. That light don't just shine in to show you that you're a lost sinner. That light don't just shine in to show you who Jesus Christ is. And it does do that, those things. But that light shines in so that light might come to you.
Yes.
And might teach you inside. And you might experience what he's talking about. That's why the light shines.
Yes.
God don't ever do anything halfway, and he don't make any mistakes.
No.
If God shines light in there, then God's going to do something.
Yes.
I believe that this morning.
Yes, sir.
What's that light show? It shows man's depravity. I thought about the day I got born again. That night. I remember two things that I had never seen before, never experienced before. I remember seeing for the first time God. Brother Joel, I mean, this is as clear as day. I'm not big into visions and dreams and all that other stuff. But God let me see Jesus Christ on the cross for me.
Yeah.
Brother, it wasn't just a story I'd read. It wasn't a painting on the wall.
Right.
I seen my Lord and Savior beat by God. By God, yes, he used men, but he was beat by beast. You look at the book of Isaiah, he said that God did that.
Yes.
The Father did that. The Father did that to him. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. It pleased the Lord to bruise him. I seen God beat Jesus Christ for me. I seen him hang him on a cross, and I seen the Son of God give up the ghost for me. And the other thing I seen that night was I seen God high and lifted up.
Yeah.
I seen the glory of God, and I seen that, oh, that's what God thought of sin. That's what God thought of my sin. This is where God's at, and it's way above what I can reach. And I'm below the surface. I'm just a worm, and I'm nothing. And God showed me my depravity, just how wicked and vile and corrupt I was.
Yes, sir.
And that it wasn't just, I'm a sinner, and yes, I've lied, and yes, I've took some things by false accusation, or I've said some things I shouldn't say, or I've looked at things I shouldn't look at, or thought things that I shouldn't think. It wasn't just that. It was God let me see just who I was.
Yes, sir.
In my full depravity, let me see that I'm nothing. If you really want to get honest about it, everything about me that I prized, everything about me that I thought was good, God hated.
Right.
God hated. My best was nothing.
No.
It was dung.
That's right.
That's what God lets you see.
Yes.
And then he lets you see the glory of God. Lets you see who Jesus Christ is. Mm-hmm. that he's not just a man that did good deeds. He's not just a prophet like some people believe. He wasn't just the Son of God. He is God.
Yes.
God came and did that for you. God came and did that for me. That's what the light does. The light reveals those things to you this morning. It says the light of knowledge. Of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And brother, you got to see Him in all His glory. You got to see just who Jesus Christ is this morning. And you'll never see that without the light. But thank God, God commands that light to shine in our hearts.
Yeah.
And then He said, verse 7, He said, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. What treasure is that? The light, brother.
Yes, sir.
The same light that shined in our hearts, God shines out of our hearts.
Right.
He does. He said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. He says, we have it here. It shows possession. It shows that we got it. And then He said, we have this treasure that shows the value of it. The Yahoo, the word treasure up, it means a deposit of great wealth. That's what the word means.
Yep.
It shows that it's valuable. What is this treasure? That light, that power, that unction that God puts down in your soul, that's your treasure. I say salvation's a treasure, but you don't get salvation without any of those things. God has to show the power, the light,
yes,
that unction down in you.
Yes.
He does every bit of that work. It's the understanding of God. It's the power of God that does the work down inside of you. And then He said, we have this in earthen vessels. And the word earthen just means clay.
Yep.
Made from the earth.
Yes.
Brother, it takes the meaning of frail.
Yeah.
Easily broken. There's a lot of things in this earth that they mine out. Copper and silver, gold. Steel, even iron, you know, they make steel out of. It's strong material. Clay, you can, it's easily worked with, but brother, it's frail. You drop a clay pot, she's going to break. And then He said they're a vessel. And I'd always thought of a vessel as something that held something else. A barrel, a drum. That was my mental thinking. But brother, a vessel here just means a utensil, equipment to be used.
That's right.
That's what it means. I looked into that word vessel just a little bit, and the Greeks took it to mean our body as a metaphor for our body. They believed that the soul was alive forever. They was right. And they believed that the soul was just temporarily housed inside of a body. They were right. And it is. And then eternally, it will spend eternity somewhere. But here, if you look at this thing, I looked at that. If you look at earthen vessels, brother, I couldn't help but think of those little lamps that they held in those times, biblical times. That's what God brought to my mind. Those little clay lamps. And if you look at that thing, I pulled a picture of it up yesterday and was looking at them. And it's nothing more than just a little bitty bowl, and they put a spout on it. And it holds the oil. They put a little wick in there, and they light it. And it will burn as long as the oil's in there. They're nothing to look at. They're not pretty. They're easily broken. They're frail. And I got to thinking about that thing. And if you'll look at yourself this morning, there's no beauty in you. There really isn't. Brother, you think about it in God's eyes. The prettiest person in this church this morning in God's eyes, in their self, in their flesh, is still just a sinner. There's nothing good about them. But brother, that oil, you fill it with the oil of God. You light it with the power of God. Yeah. And it gives light to everyone into the house.
Right.
Everyone that's there can see. Why? Because of the light. Is it because of the lamp? No, the lamp just holds, it's just holding oil. Mm-hmm. It's just a vessel being used this morning. And that's what we are this morning. I said already, God don't need a willing vessel, He just needs a vessel. Brother, He'll use who He wants to. Brother, you take that little lamp, and this morning, without the oil, without the fire of God, that lamp is useless. It's just a piece of clay. It's just a piece of dirt that's been shaped into a shape, fired in a kiln, put in an oven, heated up. But why did they do that to that little piece of clay? So that they get light from it. It needed a vessel. Brother Joel, this morning you can't just pour the oil out on the ground.
Right.
It'll run everywhere. You can't. You can't just go lighting a blade of grass and expect it to burn. She's not going to burn any time without the oil. It just ain't. But you take that little pot and you put the oil in it. You fill it with the right things. And the power of God and the light of God can shine through from that. Brethren, this morning, when you walk into the house and there's light and you can see, the lamp don't get the glory. The light gets the glory. The fire of God gets the glory. The oil gets the glory. The power. Those are the things that get the glory. The little lamp don't get no glory. It's nothing to look at. You don't see that. You see the light. He said here that the excellency but we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God, not of us. Brother Keith, that excellency there is a throwing beyond. It's an overabundance, an exceeding excellency. Brother, it means beyond all measure. What is he saying there? His power goes way beyond anything you got. That's what he's saying there. He can do much more than you can do.
Right.
It's not even comparable, Brother Keith. He said beyond measure. We talked about that this morning, Brother Joel. Power means force. It does. But it takes the meaning of miraculous power. The power to perform miracles. That's what it takes to mean of. He said that the excellency of the power may be a God. He said He can do great and mighty things. Things that go way beyond my understanding and your understanding this morning. And He can use things that we won't see as being used. Or vessels that we wouldn't understand. Why would God want to put all His oil in that lamp? Or why would God want to use His fire on this little vessel over here, or this little vessel over there? Why would God want to do that? Because God gets the glory through that.
Right.
Brother Joel, I looked at some of those pictures yesterday and I thought unto myself, there's no way you're going to light a whole house off of that little piece of clay. It looks like somebody did something in kindergarten. It looks like something I could have made when I was 5 years old. Nothing to look at. But it gives light to all the house. Brother Keith, when there is no light, the light shines that much brighter. And in a dark room, even a little flame will light up good and bright. And you put a couple of those in there, and you got light to all the house. And God will use those things that we deem as worthless or useless or don't look like there's much to that. But God shine forth His light through that. and got to do a whole lot more in you and me this morning than what we can expect or what we would expect. You said it right this morning, Brother Joel. We don't have a whole lot of power because we don't expect much.
Right.
We don't. We don't expect much. But the power of God is the same as it's always been.
Yes, sir.
You think about that.
Yes.
Moses stretched forth his arms and his rod out over the Red Sea and God parted it.
Yes, sir.
What, nothing in Moses? It was the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
Threw his rod down on the ground and it turned into a serpent. That wasn't Moses. It was the power of God. You look down through the years, through the Bible, miracle after miracle. Jesus Christ healed the sick, raised the dead, gave sight to the blind, all through his own power. And we wonder if he can pay our bills. We doubt that he can take care of a need we got in our life. Brother Joel, this morning, he's still got the same power.
Yes.
And his power goes beyond anything we can ask or think. But we don't have anything because we don't ask for anything. And we don't expect anything this morning. With Keith this morning, I was thinking, he said, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. He says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
Right.
Do we really understand how this thing works this morning? God commanded the light to shine out of darkness in someone's life. Brother Joel seen that light. Why? Because God commanded it.
It
shined out of them and shined into you.
That's it. On purpose.
Because God commanded it.
Yes.
And then God used that work, that little vessel, and he did his miraculous power, and then he shines forth the light out of you. And shines it in the hearts of other sinners. And each and every day, God, if you living like you ought to be living, and if I'm living like I'm supposed to be living, and sometimes whether we're doing it or not, just because God wants to, when he wants to, God commands that light to shine out into other people's lives. There's a lot of times, to my shame, even when I'm not as close as I ought to be, God will have me say something or do something. Or unto God, I don't know what he's doing on the other side, but people are seeing stuff that really isn't there. It's his miraculous power because they'll see something good in you or see something good in me this morning. What are they seeing? They're seeing Jesus Christ. It ain't you. It ain't me. But it's Jesus Christ. Why? Because God commanded that light to shine out of your darkness, out of my darkness this morning, and into their light. He said, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, not of us. And he said, we are troubled on every side. Troubled. That means you suffer tribulation. Trouble. It takes the meaning of to press hard upon. I think anybody that's been saved any length of time can tell you there's going to be some pressure. There's going to be some pressure from your family. There's going to be some pressure from this world, from the people that you work for. There's going to be some pressure from all outside pressing on you. If you're of God, that pressure's coming. It's coming. He said, but we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. The word distress there means you're not crushed. Brother, the pressure's coming, but He'll keep you from being crushed. How does He do that? How does God allow this pressure on you? Because we know that nothing can come and touch us. Nothing can harm us. Brother, me and Keith was talking the other day. You look at the book of Job. Satan couldn't touch Job, couldn't touch anything about him till God allowed him. He has no power that God doesn't give him. But brother, the Bible says the pressure's coming. So what does that mean to you? What does that mean to me this morning? That means God's going to allow some things to come your way. You're going to see things. You're going to be under pressure. You're going to face trials. Paul here said in 2 Corinthians 1:8, he said, "For we would not, brethren, have you be ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure." He said, "We was pressed on out above measure." He said, you couldn't count how much pressure we had on us. That's pretty much what he's saying. Above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of our life. He said, the pressure's there. It's real. No doubt about it. Sometimes it's mental. A lot of times it's mental. Sometimes it's physical. But a lot of times it's spiritual or mental. But the pressure's coming. But in those times, we got peace in Christ. You don't have to be distressed this morning. You don't have to be out of sorts about it. You know it's coming. You know God's going to take care of you. He said we're perplexed, but not in despair. What's the word perplexed mean? It means that you just don't know which way to go. You don't know what to think. You don't know what to do. I know we've all been there this morning. There's been times I've looked and thought, where did the Lord go? Where's He at? Which way am I supposed to go? Sometimes you don't know which way is up and down. Why? Because the pressure of life. The pressure of these things that's coming on you. He said, but you don't have to be in despair. He said, you don't have to utterly be at a loss. He said, you don't have to live without hope. Why? Because you got hope in God. Why? Because God's faithful this morning. God is faithful. God gives hope when there is no hope. God gives peace when there is no peace. Then He said, persecuted but not forsaken. The word persecuted means pressed, to harass, to mistreat, troubled. He said, but not forsaken. He said, you ain't going to be left behind. He's not going to desert you. He's not going to abandon you. I promise you, God is faithful this morning. I don't know what you're going through in life this morning. I have no idea. But God's faithful. And then He said, cast down but not destroyed. That literally means that it takes the meaning of being thrown down, brother. You look that word up and it's like a wrestler throwing you to the ground. But not destroyed. He never leaves us. Jesus Christ never forsakes us. It don't matter how much persecution you're going through this morning. It doesn't matter how much you've been pushed down by Satan and by the cares of this life, by the world. God never forsakes you. God gives you peace and grace. Why do we face these things? Verse 10, he said, always bearing about the body, about in the body, the dying of the Lord Jesus. He said, you're going to suffer just like Jesus suffered. That's what he's telling you here. He said, all these things are coming. 2 Timothy 3, verse 12, he said, yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. He said, it's come. But if you remember the words of Jesus over in John, he said, this world hated you. This world's going to hate you because it hates me. You got to remember this morning that it's not you they really hate. It's Jesus in you. He said that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. The word manifest means to render apparent. To declare forth or to show. And I thought about that this morning. The only way that people are going to see Jesus Christ in you this morning, the only way they're going to see Jesus Christ in me this morning, is we're going to have to go through some things. We're going to have to face some trials. We're going to have to face some persecution. I listened to a message not long ago. Brother Massey was preaching here. And he preached on the process of bringing light or giving light. And he was talking about how them olives, that's what they lit their lamps with. That's the oil that was in them. It was olive oil. Them olives grow all over that area over there in that region. Olive trees everywhere. But you have a grove of olive trees. And brother, you know you got to have the oil. But the only way to get that oil is that tree's going to have to be beaten. It's going to have to be shaken. You're going to have to get the olives down off of it. And then there's going to be a pressing. That's the only way to get the olive oil out of there. You got to take those olives and you got to press it. Brother, there's troubles and trials and struggles that we're going to face in this life. But brother, the only way that anybody's going to see the light of God in our heart and our life is we go through those things. That's the only way. Without the oil of God, without the power of God, without His power coming through us, we're just a vessel. We're just a clay lamp. Useless. No good. If somebody sees it, we're nothing that they would want it. They would want what we have. But brother, when the light's shining forth, when the oil, the power's applied, that's when God does the work this morning. God bless you this morning.